This is 89.1 WEMU. David Fair with you on a Thursday, sitting alongside the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters in Ann Arbor, Russ Collins. He is our partner for Cinema Chat, has been for almost 25 years now. Welcome back once again to the friendly confines of the beautiful and luxurious studios of 89.1 WEMU.
Yeah, if only it were true. So, anyway, it's great to be here. It's beautiful, beautiful summer we're having, and I love summer.
But me too.
You know, and summer frequently brings a word about Star Wars, some Star Wars thing. And although we had Star Wars earlier this summer, the Star Wars number 9, which is the final film in the triple trilogy, has started shooting. J.J. Abrams is once again directing, and he's gotten on Twitter for the first time to give a little insight. So they're all
like, it needs more promotion.
They're all sad, understandably, that Carrie Fisher won't be available.
Yeah, but what I hear is they are going to use some archived film and include her in the movie.
Yeah, so digital magic is indeed magic. So anyway, we can look forward to that coming up, but they've just started shooting it. Now, this is something I'm a little excited about. They have discovered in Michael Palin's archives in England some footage from scenes that were cut from Monty Python and the Holy Grail. So it'll be interesting to see.
Oh, I can't wait. Are they going to release them? Is that the plan?
I don't know, but I'm imagining they'll become available on some. And I'm actually not clear if it's footage that's been shot or if it's just a script that was cut from the piece. But Monty Python and the Holy Grail, all of their films were kind of skit-like.
Right.
You know, there wasn't really a really solid plot, but you know, there was an arc of things, and there's a pink knight that's been cut, and an amorous pink knight that was cut, and and a couple of other unused sketches that we'll at least learn more about as that unfolds.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I hope it's actually film footage. That would be fun to watch.
It would be fun to watch. It's not unusual that they created additional scenes that didn't make it into the final thing, so we'll look forward to that. And then if you're a fan of The Shining, which is based on a Stephen King novel.
I like the book. I didn't think the movie was very good.
Well, a lot of people would disagree with that. It's a Stanley Kubrick
classic. Mostly those who didn't read the book.
probably. But they're actually looking to make a sequel based on Stephen King's novel sequel to The Shining called Dr. Sleep. And so they started casting for that. And Ewan McGregor is going to play the grown-up Danny Torrance, who's the kid that has this shining ability.
Right.
And so we'll look forward to that as that progresses. And they haven't started shooting it. They're still casting it. So that's going to be fun for Stephen
King
fans.
Gives me reason to go back and read the book again.
That's right. That's right. Did you read Dr. Sleep?
Absolutely.
All right. There you go. Now, a movie that is this is a summer of documentaries. So we've got RBG, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg documentary that's still playing. We have Mr. Rogers, Won't You Be My Neighbor, which is just a really great. Everybody loves that documentary, and I'm among them. We also have Three Identical Strangers that are playing. And another documentary that joins our lineup is The King. Now, this is a very unusual kind of documentary. Because
The King is a reference to Elvis.
That's right.
But it's not Elvis.
That's right. It's actually the Rolls Royce that he had. It was owned by Elvis, and the filmmaker drives the Rolls Royce around with various people seated in the Rolls Royce, and they talk about Elvis, they talk about America, they talk about
the
race.
The culture.
So Eugene Jarecki is the Jarecki, Eugene Jarecki is the director, and it's a very interesting take. Now, some critics are a little concerned about it in terms of, you know, maybe it's a little too manipulated by the filmmaker. But really, it's just an opportunity for all kinds of celebrities and just regular folks to muse about America.
It's like Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee, except it's about Elvis, and it's not necessarily comedy.
Well, it's more about American culture and how Elvis was a lightning rod in a certain way in terms of music, in terms of race. place in terms of commercialism in American culture, and also, you know, great talent as well. So anyway, it's a very interesting piece, but it is kind of like, you know, these people in cars driving around. So that's an interesting take. The critical consensus is that that the King pursues a wildly ambitious thesis, though some fairly bumpy territory, but emerges as a provocative and insightful look at modern America.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU. It is Cinema Chat. David Fair alongside Russ Collins, and one of the things I'm looking forward to, Spike Lee, he produces movies that I don't love all of them, but when I do, it's, you know, kind of hit or miss, but when it hits really well. What might I expect from Black Klansman?
Well, I'm really looking forward to this film. Do the Right Thing, I think, is one of the great films in the history of cinema. And this film is falling right in line with Do the Right Thing in terms of being a very insightful look in terms of race in America. And it's based on a true story, but, you know, you can't take too much based on a true story. Sometimes funny things happen, and you can really create a wonderful, wonderful film out of it. So in the 1970s, a police officer in the South, in Colorado Springs, actually, he's an African-American police officer, decides he's going to infiltrate the black the KKK. And of course, you know, how can an African-American, you know, go to a KKK meeting? Kind of hard to do.
I would imagine, as Dave Chappelle pointed out, with a white hood.
That's right. Well, so he elicits some help from his fellow officers, primarily a character by the name of Flip Zimmerman, played by Adam Driver. And John David Washington plays this Ron Stallworth character. And it's an examination of it's a funny examination and a pathetic examination on another level of racism in America. But the consensus is that it uses history to offer a bitingly trenchant commentary on current events and brings out some of Spike Lee's hardest-hitting work for decades. And so the Black Klansman opens this weekend. Very, very excited about it. And it's going to play at the State Theater. So
I will look forward to that, as I will to the return of Barbra Streisand to the screen.
Yeah, our summer classics. We've wrapped up our James Bond series, and we're moving into some musicals. We've got Beauty and the Beast coming up in a few weeks, but this week we've got Funny Girl, which is going to play on Sunday at 1:30 and Tuesday at 7. So you can see Barbra Streisand as a Ziegfeld performer in a very, very effective piece. We talked about Won't You Be My Neighbor, RBG, and Three Identical Strangers that are documentaries that are still playing, Joining the King.
It feels like the year of the documentary to me, doesn't it?
And there's some really great, there's always really great documentaries out there, but they're really resonating this way. Joaquin Phoenix and Jonah Hill star in Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot. This is a film that we opened last week, and you got to go check it out. It's not going to be very long. Two films from Cinetopia that were two of my favorite films. One was the opening night film, Eighth Grade, about this 13-year-old girl. Bo Burnham put this thing together, and it really is terrific. You got to go check it out. And then maybe my favorite film of Cinetopia was Blind Spotting. Davy Diggs plays a African-American character that grew up in Oakland. He has a friend, Rafael Casala, white friend that they were buddies when they grew up together. The Davy Diggs character. And Davy Diggs was in Hamilton. He was one of the original cast members of Hamilton. And he's on parole and putting his life back together. And he's on parole probably because of racism in the Oakland Police Department. But it's about gentrification. It's about race. It's a buddy comedy, but it is also a drama. There's a dramatic scene that I was literally on the edge of my seat for about 10 minutes as this thing played out. I loved Blind Spotting. Go check it out.
And Sorry
sure.
to Bother You is still around as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So Lakeith Stanfield stars as this telemarketer who
Figures out that if you sound like a white person on the phone, you're going to do really well.
Yeah, well, and there's a lot of other kind of resonant pieces. Again, it's set in Oakland, California, so this is the year of the documentary and the year of film set in Oakland.
Is it using humor to explore the racial culture and social attitudes and mores?
And very effectively. Right. The Spy Who Dumped Me is opening up at the multiplexes, and this is Mila Kunis and Kate McKinnon.
Kate McKinnon is really fun.
She's great. And they're two best friends, and they get accidentally involved in an international conspiracy and spies and British agents, and it sounds like a lot of fun to me, actually. So
another misadventure film.
That's right, that's right. So a lot of humor and a great performance.
Well, pick a movie, go see at least one, and we'll hope to see you at the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and thank you for joining us for another edition of Cinema Chat exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.